They said no. They said what? They said I talk too much. They said I curse too much. And don't smile enough. And don't work enough. They said I act too tough. And don't drink enough. But I don't give a fuck.
Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maceween Wazwaz.
I'm sick.
Kate's sick.
I'm a little sick, and I'm sure you can hear it. So here's another one for the sick file. When you make your personal referenced index of these episodes, that's another category you can cross-reference with.
Should we tag this one as Kate's sick?
Oh, I don't tag them.
You don't tag our
tags
episodes?
Of any kind.
Do you think we should?
I don't want to start now. We have to go back through 62 other episodes.
No, just start now.
Never.
Start smack dab in the middle.
Never.
And then we can stop in like 5 episodes.
You know what, Maceween?
Yes, Kate.
We could hire someone to do that because guess what?
Hey, now.
We got a fucking grant.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We got the Round 9 Alternative Exposure Grant from Southern Exposure.
Thank you so much.
We are so proud.
We can quit now.
So excited.
We're done.
That
this
people
is all we
have
did this for.
Believe in us and have faith in what the hell we're doing over here. And
amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It's unbelievable.
It's fucking awesome. But
who were the other winners, Maceween?
Yeah, we should congratulate everyone else.
Extremely honored to be among this group.
It's a killer, killer group. We've got the Bay Area Youth On Air. We've got the Compound Studio Artist Gallery. Control and Shift.
Great one.
I Am San Francisco, Black Past and Presence.
Yes.
Irving Street Projects.
Fantastic.
Issue ID, Minority as Brand.
Wonderful.
Crow's Work. They've received them
Crow's
before.
Work.
They're coming back through. Land and Sea.
Great one.
Legion Presents.
Uh-huh. I read that one.
Liberated Lens.
Mm-hmm.
Living Room Light Exchange.
Oh, yeah. A lot of alliterative L's.
Good one. Place Talks,
mm-hmm.
The Present Group, Royal Nonsuch Gallery.
Hell yeah.
Kate's very own.
So I have nothing to do with it except volunteering.
And Tactical Review.
Great. So when's the event where
so
there's
awesome.
A little mixer and people can come?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll let you know about that, listener, and you can
I don't
come and see a little bit about all these different ones.
I don't think it's open to the public.
What?
I think the mixer is for...
Isn't it for SOEX members or something? Remember, because they had it last year and we were like, we got to go to that. And then we didn't.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fucking awesome.
Thank you again, Southern Exposure. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, jurors.
Thank you, everyone who's ever been on the show.
Yeah.
This is when I'm going to start playing the music they play in the Oscars. Apply to that, people. If you have a project, go ahead and apply to it.
Yeah.
Get some money. Get some money for your project.
Yeah.
If we can get one, anyone can.
Aww. Dis.
Dis. Self-dis. Okay, another one, Maceween, is I finally got around to listening to Kunstcapades podcast.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one.
They
tell me something about that.
They've had Jennifer Locke on.
Is it a performance podcast?
It's Bay Area Arts and Culture podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. There are mortal enemies. Anyhow, Kunstcapades, it's a podcast. Check it out.
Hey, yeah.
There's your Olive Branch, guys.
That's
we're no
Jim
longer
Sullivan
fighting.
And Josh Pieper. Joshua Pieper. I've never listened to it.
And
I need to listen to it.
Everyone that comes on the show rides up a gondola to get to them.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll steal some ideas from them and really become their frenemies. I'm downloading all episodes tomorrow.
Okay.
Take notes.
They're short.
Oh, great. I love that. Seriously, I really love that.
Anyhow,
truly.
A special thank you to Simon Pyle.
Simon!
For donating to us. We're still taking donations, even though we're now millionaires from our beautiful alternative exposure grant.
I quit my job yesterday.
We are still taking donations, although we both quit our jobs and we're recording this on a yacht.
Yep.
To be honest, we have not received the money yet.
I know. We're like, when are we going to get that money?
Maybe it's purely symbolic.
Hell fucking, are you kidding?
I'm just kidding.
I would be so upset.
Anyhow.
It did make me think how we should take, we need to take like self-portraits.
Yeah, we need more headshots.
We need some headshots. Yeah. Hey, so Art Research Center over at Berkeley.
One of our favorites was Shannon Jackson.
Shannon Jackson kills it.
Shanny Jaxie.
Shanny Jackie?
Jaxie.
Shannon, if you're listening, why don't you call us in and tell us what you prefer for your nickname. The Art Research Center at Berkeley is starting a new initiative, an art and design initiative. Kind of excited about it.
They're taking donations as well.
They're taking donations, and it sounds like it's something that they're doing that will pull together the whole campus of Berkeley, so not just the arts in Berkeley, but the whole campus. Which
so
I feel
hopefully
like is so
all
important.
Those motherfuckers who are becoming software engineers will maybe have an appreciation for
anti-arts
art
right now,
open their mind up to some different possibilities. And basically, this is an effort to bring world peace. And
I think
socialism.
It's beautiful. I'm into it.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about it. I don't really, I think they just announced it.
So go ahead. There's a link in the underworld to all that. They're behind the art and technology colloquium that happens at Cal, where they have all kinds of speakers come through.
Yeah. We love Shanny Jackie.
We'll have Shanny Jaxie.
I wanted to talk about our new segment that we haven't really been able to feature yet.
But we have recorded 3 or 4 times.
We're really afraid to name names, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, listeners.
I mean, you got to have some, if you're going to name some names, you got to back it up. Or you got to forget that you're doing it, which is what we usually do. And that's how it usually gets past the censors, which are us.
We're the censors. I'm probably the bigger censor.
First time ever on the show. Here we go. New segment. Institutions
behaving
badly.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Who's behaving badly this week?
This week, actually last week, I left work early to go see a show that was closing. This show was at Pro Arts. I'm just going to name it out.
It's 2x2 Solos.
2x2 Solos with Leah Rosenberg and Tamara Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Got there at 4 o'clock. The show closed that day at 5. Granted, in my mind, I had an hour.
Right.
The show was half de-installed when I got there. There were boxes on the floor. There was work on the ground. I mean, it was like, I just couldn't, I was very annoyed.
Maysoon?
Yep.
Do you remember when we went and tried to see Claire Collette's show at Eleanor Harwood like a year or two ago?
Sure.
And they had pieces missing because they had sold.
Oh, yes. And I think I'm sure I also thought that was crazy.
Not right.
It's
although
not right.
I feel like with a nonprofit, it's worse.
Nonprofit's
worse.
Like
a commercial gallery, they have their one job.
They're
they
like,
do.
We do whatever we want to do here as long as we make
the
money.
Not for
it's
the
cool.
people. It's for the buyers.
Right. Anyhow, I was super annoyed. I mean, you could barely even walk through the space because the boxes were everywhere. And I was like, aren't you closing at 5 o'clock today? They're like, oh, yeah, we just thought we'd deinstall early to get ready for the next show. I was like, that's just the worst thing I've ever heard. I don't know. People just don't
are you
do
gonna,
that.
Okay.
I
no,
actually,
you've said all that.
I wanted to.
Am I going to have to cut this out
no,
of the show?
No, definitely
all
not.
Right. Pro Arts, you're on notice.
You're on notice, Pro Arts. We love you, but please don't do that. That's lame. I left work early, got on a fucking bus, traveled halfway across Oakland to get to your gallery. Come on now. It's lame.
We finally did one of these
we
that made
one.
It on the show.
Yay.
Good job. It's just funny because we've said so many more horrible
much
things.
More horrible. But that's why this is okay
but
to talk
we start
about.
To think about it.
That's why this is okay to talk about because it's pretty benign.
Yeah.
As far as like behaving badly,
right.
It's like, okay, big fucking deal. I mean, it sucks, but it's not like I slept with the artist and then showed their work.
Oh, I'm sure we have
right?
plenty of places
I mean, it's
we
probably
could have that.
That
one.
Or I told someone I'd pay them and then never did.
Mm-hmm.
Or
stole their work, broke their work.
Yeah.
True
or
that.
I said they would have a show and then they really just had a piece in the hallway.
Or have like a, you know, somebody who was instrumental in the financial collapse be on your board of directors.
Right.
It's Saya Sage from the Bay. Most of these dudes know me as the girl that got away and got married to the hustle. But I never got a honeymoon. I was getting busy dropping filthy on
the It's coming to the holiday season, which can be very stressful.
We wanted to talk about ways to take care of yourself in these
self-care
moments.
Self-care for art and art people.
Art workers.
Arts administrators.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
Mm-hmm.
Maysoon, I know people that wish they could just kind of disappear from society for a couple months.
I think I'm actually one of those people.
And perhaps now's the time to do that, because I feel like you have a little wiggle room in this season where, say, you don't get back to an email right away. That's okay, because it's the holidays.
Ooh, I don't think you can do that until December.
Damn it.
At least I don't know, because I mean, I think you assume that people are going to close up shop the week of Christmas, let's say. The whole week of Thanksgiving, you're also sort of forgiven.
Okay.
I would say.
Can you give a specific date when you're allowed to go off the grid?
You're allowed to go off the grid December 22nd.
Damn, that's late into December.
December 12th.
We need to instate as a country or a state or a Bay Area, like a 2-week period or like a 2-month period.
I'm into 2 months.
Where you're done and you're just inaccessible.
How about 1 month?
It just never stops. The emails just keep coming.
She's
and
barely
it's like
above water right now.
You're just trying to like, this email shit needs to stop.
I have a pretty good control over my emails.
How? Well, do you braid them?
I prioritize my emails. Okay. So if there's an
email. You got stars and the important tab and what
else?
Well,
there's emails that are from individuals who I'm working with or who need something from me or who I need something from.
Okay.
And we're having a conversation.
Do you put that in a folder? Like, how do you organize your emails?
It depends on how urgent it is.
Okay.
These days.
But I mean, like, how, like, physically do you do that? Or digitally? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't put them in folders until they're...
Is there a filter? You could have a label and a tab?
Let me help you. I keep things in my inbox until I'm done with them.
Okay.
And when I'm done with them, I put them in a folder.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm already fucking that
because
up.
Because if they're in folders, they're gone. I forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just like, it's over if they're in a folder already.
Maybe I need to start a new email address.
You could do that.
No, I gotta hang on to this one.
I've got three.
My email goes useful. Back to like 2007.
But you have everything going into this
everything.
One email? See, it's too much.
And I have every email I've ever gotten in my inbox. Thousands. Tens of thousands.
Why don't you make folders by year? Get them out of your inbox. Just
really?
Dump them in a year.
They're not gonna get deleted.
No,
then,
no,
right?
No.
I'm an email hoarder.
I think so.
Uh-huh. That sounds great, Maysoon.
Okay. I'm glad I could help you with that.
I'm feeling better.
I'm feeling a little relieved.
I feel lighter.
Good. You got to separate that shit out. Otherwise, it's crazy. It's all going into one box. You're going to not blow your brains out. Let's not say that. You're just going to pull your hair out. Pull a little bit of hair out.
Good call.
try not to, the violent stuff. I just like too much. Try it out.
But
let
you
me know
still
want
to like just leave.
Yep. Sure. You just want to put on your autoresponder.
I want to be perfectly frank with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on something in my studio the other day.
You're stewed.
Uh-huh. And I was like, I am not enjoying this.
What you were working on?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, not that it's always that. Like a fucking bacchanal.
It's always like
where I go in and I'm just like eating grapes off of a vine. Yeah, it's not always like that, that I'm like in pure ecstasy of creation. But this time I was just like, when am I going to be done with this? And that's not,
and
maybe
you,
for some people that's like happens whenever they make shit, but that for me was unusual.
Are you trying to meet a deadline?
Yes.
So you,
that's
it's not
why.
Like you couldn't just like walk out and be like, I'm not doing this right now.
Right.
I need to take
or
a
I can
break.
Like go do another thing that might be more fun in that time. This was like, gotta get it done.
Was this a creative deadline or was this like a work deadline?
Wait, what's the difference?
Well, because aren't you doing, don't you do stuff on Fiverr and
oh,
illustration
stuff?
Oh, yeah,
no, this was like my own work for me. Yeah, but for other shit too. Yeah,
right.
So it wasn't like a commission or a job or something. Yeah.
Right. Does that ever get in the way, I wonder? Like the job stuff you get?
Yes.
Where you're just like, this
yeah.
is fucking stupid. I don't want to do
that's
this
what I'm
shit.
Saying, man. I got to get off the grid. I got to start a new life.
Well, maybe you can put your Fiverr, you can put some of your profiles to like
to rest.
Although, honestly, Etsy in the holidays, don't take a break. Not a good idea, Etsy listeners.
Oh, God, that just reminded me of another thing I have to do. It's going to be fine. Long story short, this is Kate talking to Kate. It's going to be fine. just bear with. It's not that bad. It'll all be over soon. Before you know it, you're going to be retired on the island with the canoe. No one to talk to, no emails, just you in the open water. Now, if anyone else is going through that problem, just say that to yourself and you'll be fine with that same cadence.
Actually, it'd be really fun to hear how other people, how you listeners get through these moments. Like, what do you do when you're like in the crunch zone and you're fucking freaking out?
What do you do in
a
crunch zone? Yeah, that's a good point. And then also, and I don't know if anybody else experiences this, but I'm sure they do. I also always feel guilty that I'm like feeling overwhelmed because I know other people that do real shit like nurses that have like 50 kids and like really are on the precipice.
Right. But, you know, we all have
our cross to bear.
That's right. Or we all have our own experiences and they can be treated
with
care,
respect,
and concern.
Yes.
And so it seems like this time of year, so we were talking about sort of taking care around the holidays, but it seems like this time of year is kind of when things get to this really critical mass where everyone's trying to get everything done before the end of the year, you know, or before they're leaving for like Switzerland for 5 weeks.
Jesus.
Venice, you know, wherever we all go, wherever
Bali.
Us artists go for the holidays.
For our wintering.
Yes. I don't know where I was going with that. I think I was just saying that like everyone is coming to a crunch, you know, like everyone's like, oh, I gotta get this done before I'm gone for 3 weeks or whatever, you know.
Okay, if people want to give us some comments about the holidays or their email techniques, go ahead and give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Do you remember our Twitter?
Pine Tree Podcast.
That's right, at Pine Tree Podcast.
Yeah.
P.S. We have a listener survey on the website. Right at the top, you can click a link. One of the questions on the survey is, what is your astrological sign?
Oh, yeah.
Someone was very upset about that question.
Oh, really? I love it. Tell me more. Do they have like a huge target?
Well, no, but they were like, why do you have this on here? And then gave us a link to how astrology damages you psychologically. Just for my own record, I don't believe in astrology, really. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's fun to think about. What about the fact that like there were probably like a shit ton of other people born in the same place at the same time as me who are completely different than me?
Mm-hmm.
If Pluto just disappeared right now, I don't think that my personality would change.
No. But humans' existence might somehow be impacted.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, who, by the way, we're going to be bringing on the show in the next month for an interview.
Actually, Maysoon, good news for you. We got Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show today.
Oh my God, I love Neil deGrasse Tyson!
Hi, Neil.
Now, I know how to form a solar system.
Neil, what do you think about arts and culture in the Bay Area?
One of the scariest among natural disasters that you might imagine.
Neil, do you think Pluto has an impact on us, on Earth, on us as human beings in the world?
Like, if Pluto disappeared, would we die? Or
not would we die.
Well, like, what do you think the effect would be, Maysoon?
Well, I don't know, but I mean,
like, what is Pluto's effect on us now? It has gravity.
Right.
It has a gravitational pull.
Right. All the planets, they're all impacting their...
I mean, do you think Pluto's somehow, like, blocking asteroids from hitting us?
Maybe.
Or?
He could be.
He could be. He's definitely helping us cross the river Styx and get into the afterlife.
Neil, can you answer that for us?
Okay.
Love to hear from you.
Long question, short. If Pluto disappeared, would we have any effect? Yeah.
In some way.
The death toll will likely settle out in around 15,000, between 10 and 20,000.
Not what I expected him to say. And finally, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's going to win the 2016 World Series?
The nearby moons to Jupiter. Io is one of them. Europa is another. These moons are much, much hotter for the effects of the tidal forces. In fact, the most active volcano in the solar system is Jupiter's moon Io.
What a mint.
I love it. Thank you for coming on the show, Neil. We really Appreciate it.
And as always, congratulations. All right. Well, that's going to be another award winner for sure. A segment we've been trying to start on the show is corrections.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't redacted anything.
Not
Why don't we go ahead
time.
And we how whenever was the last time we redacted everything? I want to say it was like 10 episodes ago. Was the last
it was a while
time
ago.
Redacted anything. So we'd like to retroactively redact everything we've said since the last time we redacted everything we said. So maybe this one also could go into the future. We redact everything we have said since the last redaction. We redact everything we will say from this moment until the next future redaction.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the redaction segment. Now the correction segment will be brought to you live from the sidewalk.
We're out here on the sidewalk with Jenny Ottinger, who we would like to formally apologize to on behalf of all the Congratulations Pine team. And making you sound like an asshole to Wendy.
My name is Wendy Woodnot. I go to art openings and events, and I want to know more art people, but I don't know how to talk to people I don't know.
If you would like to give an addendum, a redaction, or a correction to how we quote misquoted you in that episode, please go ahead and do so.
Thank you for this opportunity. Listeners, let me explain what happened. I received the email from Wendy and answered in a roundabout way. It's not entirely Kate's fault. It was very difficult for me to explain. When I said I can't understand, what I mean is, basically, I would fucking kill for that problem. If there's a warm body next to me, I'm trying to be its friend or verbally abuse it, whatever seems appropriate. But I can't just sit there and not talk to it, her or him. So when I was saying, Wendy, that I can't understand, that's more what I was trying to say. In fact, I think you should embrace that. This is the advice I would give, actually, starting afresh. You should embrace it, and then you seem aloof and mysterious, and nobody knows you're bored. I, like, walk into a room and broadcast how I have nothing important to say about anything. Anything except, like, the unauthorized documentary about 90210 or something. But, Wendy, if you just stand there and don't talk to anybody, you're the most interesting person in the room, as far as anybody knows.
It's like you're pure potential.
Yeah, you're a blank slate. Baby.
Fascinating advice. I don't know if that's so different than what we said you said.
You said... Sorry, Kate flinched a little. You said, Jenny said she just doesn't have that problem and can't even understand what you're talking about. I sounded like such a douchebag.
And again, we would like to apologize.
Well, it's funny that you just meant to apologize and then defended yourself.
I think we should, from here on out, when a listener asks for your advice specifically, we must come to you physically.
Yes, because I can't express myself in an email.
Totally.
Clearly.
And your voice is your own.
And that gem just came to me as I was talking it through. And it would be a shame if that were wasted.
All right. Is there any other pearls of wisdom that you'd like to share?
And they'll come to me. I'll text you.
Well, I won't read them out loud.
No, you are forbidden from doing that, in fact.
Thank you so much. You're always a joy to have on the show, especially on the sidewalk.
Thank you. Congratulations.
You sing a little song to me. Said I know all the words, and I love the way you ride the beat.
So I think it's time. We've talked about this before, but I think we really need to offer our service as a peer mediation group.
Oh, I'm into that.
So our usual number, 419-351-6606. Maysoon and I have taken some nonviolent communication workshops by reading about it online. And so
we probably spent about an hour each.
We would love to record you and the person you're fighting with making amends, and we'd like to take you through that process on the air.
I think we need a recording of them fighting first.
We'll get some before and after.
Before and after, because we'll need to be able to provide some proper feedback.
And during the session that we'll have with you. So this is all a service we're willing to offer for free.
For now.
For now. To anyone in our world that has a issue with someone else that they'd like to resolve.
And first, I'd also like to point out, it's very likely that you hate someone because you think they hate you and they don't.
Oh, that could just end your problem
just,
right there.
Just want to let you know.
Take a little minute and think to yourself, have they told me they hate me? If they haven't, maybe they don't have a problem with you and you can just chill out about it.
Maybe they just have like cranky resting face.
Yeah, I like that better than what usually is said. Anyhow, May soon.
Yep.
Have you had a conflict with someone ever?
I haven't had a
conflict. Have you ever had a conflict with someone?
Other than my parents? I mean,
go on.
Yeah, I've had plenty of conflicts.
Have you had an art world conflict?
I'm not going to name names, but there was for a long time this one person in the art world who I really didn't like. And I think just recently I kind of came to terms where I'm like, you know what? Get the fuck over it. I'm sure nothing is like, nothing's real. You know, the next time I saw this person, I just sort of completely put all of that aside and was just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, reintroduce myself. And they were very, very friendly. And like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. Like that kind of a thing. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, like that was just fine. Sometimes you have to just put yourself, you have to just put what you're thinking, like put it away.
And we'll help you do that.
We can help you do that.
We're going to help you face it and really bring it all out and just soar through the muck on Mike.
You're probably really excited to do that.
So give us a call. You know the number. You can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Well, it's been another banner episode.
Yeah.
Of the old Congratulations Pine Tree.
Ye old Congratulations Pine Tree.
From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. We already said it's Congratulations Pine Tree.
Aren't we supposed to say congratulations?
And congratulations.
And as always.
Well, but we're not doing that anymore. We're doing this bridge thing.
Cross it out.
All right. Bless. Bye.